Hey, this is Adam Torres, and I'm here to tell you that it has never been easier to start your very own podcast. At Mission Matters, our goal is to amplify stories that matter. That means we want to help you start your podcast because your story matters. We can do this in three different ways. One, join our podcast school and take a free or paid course. Two, visit our resources page where we've already figured out what you need, such as where to host your podcast. Or three, heck, we can even do everything for you through our podcast agency, including editing for cheaper than you can do in-house. Oh, and no contracts, services month to month. Get started by heading over to missionmatters.com and click on Start a Podcast. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Innovation Podcast, your source for all things innovation. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Spandana Naka on the line, and she's co-founder and CEO over at Sleek. Spandana, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks, Adam. Thanks for inviting me. It's an honor.
All right, so I'm excited to get into today's topic. So we're going to talk more about Sleek and how you're reinventing waiting in line, which nobody likes waiting in lines, in my opinion. So I'm excited that you're solving some problems out there for a lot of people. So just to kick us off, tell us a little bit more about the company, please.
Sure. So as you said, we are reinventing the way people wait in line. And what our technology does is any given location, any given spot, we can tell you how long the wait time is, how many people there are waiting in line. And we combine that with dynamic pricing, which airlines or even Amazon follows. And putting those two together, we have created a better way people could escape from waiting in line.
Wow. So, tell us a little bit more about the platform and how it works, like functionality, so if the audience has a feel for it.
Sure. So we offer our service as an API or as a full solution. As an API, you could just integrate our service within your app. The wait times differ throughout the day. Like there is a sudden burst of people into your store at 12 p.m. perhaps. But then at 10 p.m., that's not really the case. And prices in real world should reflect how they are reflected online. So we've combined these two. So as an API, you could offer it to customers and eliminate bottlenecks. And businesses make an extra stream of revenue through us. And but if businesses don't actually have a way to, like, book a slot or, like, let people order online at their store, we provide a solution which comes with no app download, no sign up, and is as seamless or sleek as possible because it lets you, like, get on a line in just three taps on your phone.
Wow. So that being said, the types of businesses that this is appropriate for, I mean, the obvious to me is, like, what, restaurants? I mean, what are some of the other types of businesses that you think this technology makes sense for?
Well, before COVID, we actually were targeting or, like, working with large festivals, concerts, or, like, even, like, sporting events. But post-COVID, that's changed, given these industries themselves are sort of, like, resetting on how they will operate. But in the meanwhile, like, lines have exploded everywhere, even in businesses that we did not expect, like grocery store having a line, like, no one expected that. But
now
we are able to, like, serve these essential businesses. And just waiting in lines is no longer just because of inconvenience, but is also a safety concern. So that's expanded our business.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it. Like, who would have thought, like, a grocery store in the past could be, like, a potential, you know what I mean? Like, these are all different, like, you're right. And but the bottom line is this, there's always going to be some form of line. And when I see your technology and I see what you do, there's always going to be some form of line. And there's always going to be somebody like me that doesn't want to wait in it, right? So if I can, anything that matches my, that makes my user experience better, it makes me more likely to go back to that business or whatever the event was or whatever it was again.
That makes a lot of sense. What types of, give us a little bit of a feel. So there's a lot of business owners, entrepreneurs, executives listening to this right now. Some of them are decision makers for bigger companies. Some of them are, you know, they own smaller companies. What's typically a good fit in terms of a client for Sleek? Whether it is it like only for enterprise level of software, or is it mid-level, or is it like small business appropriate? Like, give us a feel for that.
Sure. So like our targeted market is all across different industries. Lines at businesses, popular businesses in any industry get that. So mm-hmm. there isn't a specific market called lines, and then it's like sliver of every industry. So like popular bakeries in San Francisco or in New York, or like large metropolitan cities, or could be like an event, or could be like a concert, or so any place which has high traffic, limited timeline for this event to occur, those tend to be our businesses. Those tend to be our customers, and we operate like across a subset of different industries.
Wow, no, that's exciting. I was hoping you would say that, because when I saw this, I'm like, oh, I hope it's not just for enterprise. I hope our small businesses can, sometimes you see cool stuff and you're like, oh, does a small business get to use it too? And they do in this case. So, that's awesome. And I think that's exciting. So what kind of feedback have you heard from some of the users on this? I'm just curious to see, because I don't own a business that has lines. So I'm just trying to get a feel for some of the feedback you've gotten from that.
Oh, I would say it's a win-win solution for businesses. They are making an extra stream of revenue. It's not actually revenue, it's profit. Like, these are like the profits that they would have never realized. Like, some of our customers, like if they were to be selling like a $13 item, on an average, people have paid $5 extra to avoid a one-hour wait time. And
so
for them, it's an extra stream of revenue. But for the customers too, it's a convenience experience. Like, people are like, okay, I don't really care. Like, here's $5 extra. I don't want to pay, I don't want to wait in line. But, even for customers who actually don't want to pay anything extra, we do text mm-hmm. them when it is their turn. So that's essentially like, freeing them to like, go take a walk, or like, go to the bathroom or something. And then, mm-hmm. that still is convenient for them. In fact, like some of the end users that we chatted with, like there was this woman who was like, I had two crying kids and this line was like an hour long. Like, you saved me, or like it's not just $5 I would have paid like $15 if so.
Exactly. No, I love it. And again, I'm your target demographic for this product, so I love it. So anybody listening to this, this is a big deal. I love it. And if you're not already using Sleek, you definitely need to check it out. So that being said, if somebody is listening to this and they do want to learn more about Sleek, what's the best way for them to do that?
Just our website, sleektext.com. That's the website you could get on. Or just reach out to me on LinkedIn. Happy to tell you all about Sleek.
Fantastic. And we'll definitely have your LinkedIn profile, website, all that stuff in the show notes. So definitely want people to follow up with you there. Well, really appreciate you coming on the show today. I know we're about out of time for today, but thank you again. This is great. And I love what you're doing, reinventing how people deal with lines. Thank you. Good job. Keep up the great work. And to our audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review on the Apple iTunes Store, and if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Innovation, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments on the video section. I'd love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Spandana, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thanks, Adam.